your OTR mobile.
For HKX. Good morning, Tom. I can't talk for just a minute, but I didn't want to leave you hanging.
Morning, Patrick. I heard somebody in Kirchhoff 1 there, and I thought there'd be somebody out here. Well, I was just heading home from a regular six-month doctor's appointment. Everything's okay, and how's your day going?
So far, so good. Business is a little slow because of the rain. Nobody wants to come out, but that's usual. How's Bernice doing after her surgery yesterday?
Went awful hard, so her eyes were bloodshot this morning, but the dilation's gone away, and I think she's doing just fine.
Here.
Well, thank you for asking. She's not much on doctors, so she was a little worried because she couldn't see squat last night, and I told her the same thing happened to me, and it lasts just about all night until the next day when you get those removed. And the pupils, and take a long time to get back to normal, but she's looking great this morning.
Dr. Wither on not liking the doctors, that's one of my least favorite people. I just prefer not to ever even see one.
Thank God they're there, and they go through heck to get there. We're about, 8, 10, 12 years of education. It's kind of like a highway patrolman or a sheriff. Everybody hates him until
I got nothing against him. I just don't like going to visit. Not in that capacity anyway.
When you get as old as I am, Patrick, it's called preventative maintenance.
Well, you got a few years on me, that's for sure. But I'm already starting to feel some of it. They want to replace both my knees already from years of jumping up and down off these trucks.
Knock on wood, I haven't had to have that. My hips hurt sometimes. They did yesterday, usually when the front comes through and the weather. But I worked on concrete. My first job was 32 years, and I had to work up to 65 feet in the air. And always on concrete or steel, because we had very, very extremely large machine tools. So it's just a wonder mine are still intact. They sometimes throw a little pain at me if I move them the wrong way, but thank the good Lord they're still intact.
Sudden impacts from jumping off the trucks, because I'm short as it is, and I had no choice but to jump up and down off of them, and generally carrying quite a bit of weight from other components.
I see these health nuts and these joggers out there. That's really good for your heart, but you know what? Everything takes its toll, and when you're working those joints and running 5 miles a day or something, eventually something's going to wear out because it's just a good old friction.
What is it they say? For every action, there's a reaction. For every problem, there's a cure.
The former, I would say yes, but the latter, I would say no. I wish they could cure my back pain, but they won't even operate on me. And so you just grin and bear it, but I don't even grin.
I have to hop out of here. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s. I'm glad Bernice is doing okay, and you got a good, clean bill of health from your doctor this time around. So you have a good day, and 7-3s to you, and I'll listen for you again.
Thanks, Patrick. That's really nice of you, and we appreciate it. Every little bit helps. You take care. Have a safe day, and watch out for high winds, hail, and et cetera, et cetera. Hopefully the mountains will block it this afternoon, but there is a severe threat out there. I would say this, though. It's nothing like Kansas was. We'll talk to you later. This is NZOTR clear.